You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
We acknowledge you, Lord. This is not an hour for man. This is an hour for you to be exalted. This is an hour to enter into the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. To enter in the Spirit and truth. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you right now, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We seek forgiveness, Heavenly Father. We ask that you will forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. We ask that you will wash us clean, Lord God, from the crown of our heads, amen, shata, to the soles of our feet. We ask that you will purify us, ready us for this time with you, O God, because we want to be transformed by you, Lord God, and we want to experience more of you, O God. So decrease us, hallelujah, that you may be increased, Lord God. Fill our life, fill our homes, fill our temples, Lord God, which is our bodies, amen, hallelujah. I say that not for you, Lord God, but for all of us to know that your body is your temple, hallelujah. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up. Somebody say, fill me up, hallelujah, till I overflow. I want to run over. Yes, Lord, we want to run over. Thank you, Jesus. Fill our lives up. Fill our careers up. Fill us up, hallelujah. Fill our businesses up, hallelujah. Fill our family up. We want to run over. Check this out. Fill our bank accounts up. Fill us up, reshataya, till we overflow. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to run over. We want to run over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the overflow blessing, the overflow anointing right now in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm ready to receive. Amen. I'm ready to give. How about that? I'm ready to give to you, Lord God. You know, this week, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord God. This week, as I sought the Lord on what he wanted to say, what he wanted me to say, amen. I was driving and I turned on my worship music, and then the Holy Spirit began flowing. And the Holy Spirit said, I dare you, God said, I dare you to worship me. Amen. Somebody say, I dare you to worship. I dare you to worship. And then as I was just receiving from the Holy Spirit, what came to my mind, what came to the forefront is I dare you, meaning that there's sometimes that we don't feel like worshiping, that sometimes it doesn't seem like the thing to do. Amen. to experience something that we've never experienced before spiritually, first of all, amen, that everything that happens in the spirit, then it comes on down the earth, hallelujah, that spiritually to experience and physically to experience and mentally to experience and emotionally to experience and relationally to experience and financially to experience and occupationally to experience something we never had before. Amen. Holy Spirit said, I dare you to worship me. Then I heard him say, I dare you to get up on the LA Talk Radio, amen, and worship me. Oh, come on, somebody. Well, I accept the challenge. Hallelujah. So on this day, we worship. We're worshiping. I'm worshiping Christ Jesus. Amen. Will you join me as we worship? Hallelujah, someone. And as we enter in, as we enter into this worship, I want to read John chapter 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verses 23 and 24. As we are now entering, someone say, I'm now entering into worship. So God, we worship you. As I read the scripture, Lord God, we're worshiping you. Lord God, we are exalting you. Enough talking to each other, amen. Enough talking to man that no matter how expert or how rich, there's still a cap on it. It's still a limitation on it. But God is unlimited, hallelujah. God, there's no name above his name, hallelujah. There's nothing that he cannot do. At some point, no matter how rich or how expert, you reach your end point. So we are going to the Most High today. We are worshiping Alpha and Omega today. We are bringing all of our issues, all of our care, all of these, all of our accolades, all of the reason to praise ourselves, all of what's going on with us and what's going on in the world and what's going on in our neighborhood and what's going on over here and what's going on over there. All of that, we cast it. We cast it to the feet of Jesus. We bring it to the throne of grace as we come in boldly to receive grace in the time of our need. We need grace, God's grace, his unlimited mercies, his power, his favor. Come on, somebody. He can give you some favor that $1 million check can't cash. Ooh, that's worth more than $1 million. Amen. John chapter 4. Verse 23 and 24. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But the hour cometh. Somebody say, this is the hour. Somebody say, this is the hour. Hello, are you there? Hello. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers. Okay, what are you? Somebody say, I'm a true worshiper. I'm a true worshiper. So what do true worshipers do? Amen. They worship. Amen. They worship when it's raining. They worship when it's sunny outside. They worship in the face of good news. They worship in the face of bad news. They worship in the face of storms. Amen. They worship in the face of still waters. Come on, somebody. They worship, hallelujah, when strife is rising up. And they worship, come on, somebody, when it's a serenity. We worship. We worship. No circumstance, no situation, no thing, no man, no nothing stops us from our worship. But the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's seeking. He's seeking. He's seeking, which makes even more sense now and gives even more clarity and revelation when I tell you that the Holy Spirit said, I dare you to worship me. I dare you to worship me. Because he's seeking that. He's seeking that. Come on. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's read that again. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You hear that? We worship him in spirit and in truth. We don't worship him, amen, in the condition, in the disease, in the sickness, in the brokenness, amen, in the insecurity, in the fear. We don't worship him in that. Hallelujah. We worship him in spirit and in truth. And as we worship him in spirit and in truth, amen, we allow him to deal with the condition, to deal with the disease, to deal with the sickness, to deal with the paralyzation, amen, to deal with the bondage, amen, to deal with the brokenness, amen, to deal with the insecurity, amen, to deal with the fear, amen, to deal with depression, amen, to deal with the anxiety, amen, to deal with the worry, amen. As we worship in spirit and in truth, he takes care of our situation, which brings me to the truth that he sprinkled on me. Come on, sprinkle it on me, Lord. Yes, we're worshiping right now, but God wants to renew our minds. He wants to transfer us into this voice. He wants us to get into the intimate place with this thing called worship, amen, that we're worshiping outside of, you're worshiping when you're outside of, thank you, Jesus, amen, that we have a posture of continual worship. Somebody say, my posture is continual worship. I'm training in worship. I'm getting better. I'm getting better in worship. I'm in learning. Come on. Yes, things of spirit, we need to learn and grow in that, amen? And it brings me to, I took some notes when the Holy Spirit was talking, hallelujah! And God said, that when you bless me, I'm going to bless you, amen? And what I thought is God is a reciprocator, but exceedingly abundantly beyond. And then what came in my spirit is Newton's third law, right? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. But in this is the Holy Spirit is Yahweh, is God's supernatural law. In his supernatural law, he says that when you praise me, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to cause people to praise you. When you praise me, amen, I'm going to cause you to be the center of praise. I'm going to cause man to praise you. When you exalt me, I'm going to cause you to be exalted. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because worshiping is humbling ourselves at the foot of the cross. And when we humble ourselves at the foot of the cross, God will lift us up. God will elevate us. That God is released to me. But right now, I just want to worship. So Father God, we worship you. Hallelujah. Father God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we take hold of this moment. Amen. On this station. Hallelujah. We grab hold of the airwaves. Amen. Hallelujah. And we declare that you are good and you are worthy. Hallelujah. And we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, because that's what you asked for. And we are a people, and I am a people that will give you what you asked for. There's no better relationship when, amen, the person in the relationship asks for or desires, or you learn that person, and then you give them what they asked for. And not only do you give them what they asked for, but you give them beyond, amen, hallelujah. And I want to give God what he asked for, but I want to give him beyond. Jesus gave God what he asked for. Amen. Jesus, that we all will be risen up. Amen. Hallelujah. With Christ Jesus. Jesus gave God what he asked for. On this day, let us give God what he's asking for and be more concerned with what God is asking for versus what we are asking for and what our neighbors are asking for and what collectors are asking for and what children are asking for and parents are asking for, hallelujah, and being poor and your job is asking for and your school is asking for, but Lord, we give you what you are asking for and we give you our worship, hallelujah. We give you our worship. God, we worship you. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. God, we declare that you are good and you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you for my long suffering. Hallelujah. We thank you for your patience. Hallelujah. God, we worship you and we thank you for dealing with us when we, hallelujah, walk away from you, when we backslide, when we do our own will because you gave us a free will. God, we surrender our will to you. God, we choose to trust you on this day. God, we choose to be reoriented to you today. God, we choose to stay in your secret place today. God, we choose to follow you today. God, you are the great I am. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Come on, continue to worship. The Lord is saying, share some of these truths. Share some of these truths. Hallelujah. As we worship. Amen. As we worship, thank you, Lord God. We said God is like, right now what I'm hearing is rationing, amen. Us on earth, amen, hallelujah. Well, what do you mean? Is that in scripture, hallelujah, amen? Listen, in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18, Jesus says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound on heaven. Come on, somebody. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. There's a reaction to what we do on earth. Are we taking the opportunities that are given to us in the spirit? Are we taking authority in the spirit? Amen. Are we walking in our power that's above all powers of this earth? Amen. That's given to us by Jesus. Are we walking in that? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. So thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you are responding to our worship today. We thank you for the opening that's happening as we open our hearts and our lives to you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are opening heaven unto us. Amen, somebody. Come on. The Holy Spirit says that when we worship, there's keys that unlock impossibilities. Come on, somebody. Ah, glory. When we worship, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say right now, our mind is renewed to things that man call, or maybe we was even saying is impossible. God opens our minds to be like, wait a minute, I can do that. Wait a minute, that's possible. Come on. Come on. I'm getting like, you know, when you go, like, say you go into a world, amen, that you've never ventured before, and you kind of looked off from getting that, and you got to enter into that. What they say, if you want to become a millionaire, hang around some millionaires and find the way they function and they move. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Well, God, there's no cap on his riches. Come on, somebody. So I need to be up in the spirit. I need to stay in a spirit place. Amen. So my mindset can be elevated. And so I surrender my dreams and my passions to him so that he can take it to a greater height. And I start to agree with what you are saying in heaven, Lord God, that we call heaven on earth in our worship. So let us just worship in that place. Amen. Let us in the worship in the God of all things possible. Let us worship in the truth that I receive that truth, Lord God, that when we worship, keys are given unto us, amen, that we worship you and declare that you are a God of impossibilities. You are a God of wonders. You are a God of miracles. You are a God of great signs. You are the God that can take care of this COVID. You are the God, hallelujah, that can render this pandemic over. You are the God, hallelujah, that can cancel out cancer. You are the God, hallelujah, that can take us from the pit to the palace. You are the God, hallelujah, that can take our dry land, amen, hallelujah, and make it wetlands. You are the God, hallelujah, that can cause us to drink water from out of a rock. Hello, it happened in Isatiah with the children of Israel. Amen. as in their exodus. Come on, somebody. You are the God that caused us to come out of that place of condition we've been for in a century. You are the God, amen, that loosed us out of curses, amen, generational curses, bloodline curses, hallelujah, race line curses, amen. You are the great I am. You are, hallelujah, Eya Asha Eya, I am that I am, amen, I am that I am. So what I want to do right now is I want to turn to Exodus. Turn to Exodus. Hallelujah. We're worshiping. We're worshiping. We're getting to know Christ. We're getting to know God. We're getting reacquainted. If we already know him and have been walking with him, come on, somebody. You can have been in a marriage for 30 years. You still should be in that place of getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. It keeps renewing and keeps it moisturized. Amen. That you're keeping yourself guarded from divorce. You're keeping yourself guarded from things crumbling. Hello. Let's go to Exodus. Eya Asha Eya. I am that I am. So who are we worshiping right now? I am that I am. Exodus 3:14. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 3:14. Hallelujah. We're worshiping. Come on. The answer to your problems is in this word, is in worship. The solution you're looking for is, I hear the Lord saying, give it a try. I dare you. I dare you to worship me. I dare you to worship me. I hear the Lord saying, some of us be like, okay, we need to talk this out. We need to get to the bottom of things. And the Holy Spirit saying, I dare you to worship instead. Okay, thank you, Lord. Exodus, what did I say? 3:14. Thank you. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad, and I'll praise you whether happy or sad, and I'll praise you. Yeah. What you going through right now? Ooh, hallelujah. Because praise is what I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, I stopped being transparent. I stopped at Exodus 13. I just saw the 3. And then when I stopped singing, I was like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Exodus 3:14. Eya, somebody say, Eya, Asha, Eya. I am that I am. I'm going to start at verse 13. Even though I did say 14, I'm going to start at 13. Okay. Come on, somebody. And God said unto Moses, I am, no, 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto him? What is his name? Mm-hmm. And God said unto Moses, I am Eya that I am. Asha Eya. I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that as we worship, come on, you receive your assignment. As we worship, you receive your calling. You receive the next instruction, direction. Amen. As we worship, Eya Asha Eya. I hear the Lord saying, I'm calling you to do something that you never even imagined, you never even thought of. I'm equipping you, amen, to go before. Check this out. Moses went before King Pharaoh, be like, let my people go. Come on. Here, God, writing the orders. Come on, giving you permission. You looking for man to give you permission. God give you permission. Man must say, okay, go right ahead. I'm sorry. Come on. I didn't mean to stop you. That no turned into a yes. Okay, amen. We worship you. I am that I am. All things possible. Amen. I am that I am, came to answer the cries of a nation that have been crying out, that have been in bondage 430 some years. So it doesn't matter how long it's been. It doesn't matter how long it's been. We must stop functioning with these cups of before. Then you take yourself out of experience the impossibilities. Be impossible because you ain't never seen it before. That's why we need to see in the spirit, start to see spiritual things. God, begin showing us spiritual things. Begin showing us just the truths. Begin showing us glimpses of heaven. Begin showing us, oh God, angels, hallelujah, Rebasaya. Begin showing us, Lord God, beyond our reach and beyond our sight and beyond our no. I hear the Lord saying some of us are too dependent on our no. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. I hear the Lord now saying that some of us are too dependent on man's no. Somebody told you no. Somebody rejected you, and that reformed or reframed the whole way you function and the whole way you live and the whole viewpoint, the whole set of glasses that you choose to look out of. Because I hear the Lord saying, because of something that happened in the past, you allowed that to completely change the way and dictate the way you live and you think and you speak. And I hear the Lord saying that as we worship, Aya, Asha, Aya. Woo! Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That the keys, as we worship, unlocking handcuffs and shackles and the handcuffs around minds and eyes and mouths. Amen. Praise to us. Liberate, hallelujah. Not out of the past, but out of the spirit. Come on, somebody. Not out of what I've been through, but out of the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Not out of what happened, but out of the spirit. Come on, come on. Hey, hallelujah. Not out of rejection, come on, but out of the spirit. Why? Because in the spirit you are accepted, approved. And it is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. We worship you, Aya, Asha, Aya. Come on, we are going to worship the different names of God. One God, he has many names, which you love you. I can do it all. Amen. God says, I just want to throw this little nugget out so we know, amen. And when God says, I dare you to worship, why? Because in the natural, the Holy Spirit says, in the natural, worship seems real passive. In the natural, worship seems real like, this ain't gonna solve nothing. This ain't gonna do nothing. This ain't gonna help me. In the natural, worship seems like, okay, that's what I do at church. We're in the height of a situation. I don't need to just stop and worship. What's worship going to do? But God says that in the spirit, worship is real aggressive. Worship is a real assertive. Worship is real powerful. Worship is taking possession of the thing. Worship is where you get control of it. Worship is where it turns in our favor. Worship is where you gain ground. Worship is where you receive your courage and boldness. Worship, amen, is where you receive the faith instructions. Worship, amen, is where strongholds are pulled down. Hallelujah. Paul says that our weapons are not warfare. They're not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down. Come on, hallelujah. Taking captive thoughts that exalt itself against the obedience of Christ Jesus. Worship is where we take captive that which has been trying to take us captive, has taken us captive. Worship, amen, hallelujah, is a place where God's up to us, pulling us up out of the dark place, pulling us up out of the hard place. Come on, worship. In this day and time, y'all, how we know that we need to worship, how we know we need to be in the spirit, look around in the natural. Come on, from within the church, from the people of God, there's more carnality happening than spirituality happening. Worship is the light in the darkness. Worship, guys. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, now we worship Jehovah Jireh. Come on. This week, next week, the week after. I don't know. I'm gonna stay in this place of worship. Why? Because when we stay in this place of worship, when I choose to, first of all, be obedient in worship, I got a front row seat. I just got my ticket to miracles, signs, and his wonders. As we worship, we put ourselves to walking in the supernatural, seeing the extraordinary. When we worship, God puts his extra sauce on our ordinary. When we worship, the extravagant becomes extravagant. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Let's find out about Jehovah Jireh, shall we? Let's go to scripture. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Lord, we Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. I want to read Genesis. Actually, you know what? I'm going to read verses 1 through 14 because the Holy Spirit said we already taken our time in this place. Hallelujah. How many people need to see God show up in their lives and move in their lives and do a miracle, sign, or wonder in their lives? How many people desire, amen, to enter into a place with God spiritually, first and foremost? Hallelujah. Of miracle, signs, and wonders, amen. Of his spirit being poured out on all flesh, amen. That miracles are every day now, so I'm not surprised to. That I'm not surprised to. I hear the Lord saying that worship will take you out of so much time in a therapist's office. Okay, I don't know. Amen. Come on, y'all. Do we believe? Do we believe? Do I believe? Do I believe that God is my provider? Do I believe? Okay. Do I believe? Whew. And it came to pass after these things, Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and lead to the land a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. First of all, come on. Let's just put a little pause, because this is supernatural interaction. This is supernatural conversation. Amen. Let's see how did Abraham respond? Let's see how Abraham responded. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. First of all, let's just pay attention to how Abraham responded to such an instruction. There was no conversation. Once God said, Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son, the one that God promised to him, and Abraham waited more than 10 years. Come on, somebody. A long, long time. Amen. Now he's saying, God is saying, take thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him therefore, a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Okay, I'm going. Woo! Shata! Regandia Rabasaya. No conversation. No more. It's no more conversation. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm going. There's nothing to talk about. Okay? Come on. What's our condition? What's our condition with God? Come on. Thank you, God, that in our worship, God softens and softening our heart. It's soft to him that is like, okay, oh, let me get up. I got to get up in the morning. I got to go handle this business. I got to go. I got to obey. But how many times with this situation, amen, in our lives, okay, maybe my life, hallelujah, can we talk about this first? Like we know, like I'm the authority, like I'm the one that know how to resurrect, like I got a resurrecting power, which I do because I walk with Jesus, but like I'm the one that created that, that got that, that just knew that, like I'm the one that set the oceans in place. So I need, can we talk about what you asking me? But Abraham just got up the next morning like it's nothing. Okay, so yes, I will worship you. Yes, I will do what you're telling me to do. Yes, I will go where you're telling me to go. Yes, I will say what you're telling me to say. Supernatural encounter. Let's see. Because it's because of Abraham's yes, like it's nothing. Oh, okay. Listen, I'm learning. Somebody say, I'm learning how to flow in the supernatural. Flowing in the supernatural is an automatic yes. Okay, we in action mode. We in action mode. I'm not in no hesitation mode. Amen, somebody? Hesitation is still disobedience. Ooh-wee. Then on the third day, there's plenty of Abraham could ask. Go to the land of Moriah and offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Well, when you gonna tell me? Okay, see, none of that talk. Come on, let's change our talk. Lord, change my talk. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. On the third day, y'all. So let's just pay attention to that also, because he left. I don't hear Abraham saying on the first day, God, you got me out here, God. I don't know what's going on, God. You told me to do this. And I ain't seen no mountains. It ain't even a mountain in sight, God. I don't hear none of that. Dick don't move. What happened, God? I don't hear none of that. Keep action. I'm going to keep moving. That's my father said. I'm going to keep going. As a matter of fact, I'm going to worship you while I'm going. First day worship, second day worship, third day, ask, there go the mountain. Okay, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Notice what he said, I and the lad will go worship. Yeah, I just had to look at that again because I said it, but then it's like I read it faster than I said it. I don't even know. But in the go yonder in worship. What was God telling us? Go worship. Go worship him. An offering. This is supernatural talk. He knows something we ain't knowing right now. Let's see. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Wait a minute. I thought God said, go and offer up Isaac. I thought Isaac was the lamb, but listen to Abraham's supernatural talk. Come on, faith talk, godly talk. It's time we start talking like God and stop talking like man. Who are you talking like? How do you learn to talk like God? Worship him in a lamb for a burnt offering. And so they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord, come on, supernatural encounters, come on, supernatural, come on, we in supernatural interactions. I'm doing supernatural daily. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. When is the last time? Okay, I just asked myself this. When is the last time you heard the angel of the Lord call out to you? How did Abraham get into the place of the angel of the Lord calling out to him? Because he's in obedience. Because he's in obedience. Because he's in the will of God and not his own will. Okay? And it said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad. Neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Who are we worshiping right now? Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. It shall be seen, or it shall be provided. Amen. That which you don't see right now, it shall be seen. And I hear the Lord saying that it's coming from supernatural ways, unnatural ways, unusual ways. The Bible, as we just read, says that he looked behind him. You don't even see it right now. As a matter of fact, you even looking the place you're looking is stereotypical. Yes, you should look that way, right? Because that's the usual. But what God is doing in this hour, as we worship, as we lay our lives out, as we give ourselves unto him and worship him, God is doing the unusual. God is doing the abnormal. God is causing it to be seen, people to come up from behind, the unexpected, that the one that you didn't think of. Amen. Hallelujah. God is, I hear the Lord saying, using the foolish things to confound the wise. Let us worship. Who needs the way to show, amen, for it to show up in your bank account, for it to show up in your life. Show up, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that it shall be seen, and we worship you. We worship you. It shall be seen. Heaven on earth, it shall be seen. Amen. It shall, somebody say, it shall be seen. Until we finish this, it might as well call it a worship series. Might as well say, I'm putting myself in a posture of worship. For the rest of this month, entering into the next month, matter of fact, the whole year is that of me worshiping God. I'm a worship instead of worry. What I'm going to do is I'm going to train myself just to say, God, okay, I trust you. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you on this day for getting us in the condition to worship, readying us for worship. I think about, like, as we're in the season of going to a championship, there's a lot of readying that happened to get into that championship game. Amen. God is readying us. Come on, champion. Readying us to get us in that place of championship status. Come on, somebody. Come on. New mindset. Come on. Come on. I'm going to choose to believe, and I'm going to choose to worship, because everything else, I tried that. And it was, amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare your goodness. We declare your goodness. We declare your goodness. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I see you back next week in worship. Stay in a place of worship. Worship your homework this week. Worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, worship and believe. Worship and believe. Worship and believe. We are worshiping. We worship you, Aya, Asha, Aya, I am that I am. We worship you, Jehovah Jireh. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. God bless you guys. Shalom. Hallelujah.
Listening to Jesus LA Talk Radio.